1450 KBMW.
Right Talk Around Thursday continues. Been a busy day, and I always save the best for last. And from Wofton Parks and Rec, Brad Edwards and Brad, good morning.
Good morning, Bill. Thanks for that. Appreciate that.
You bet. Well, I do. I always save the best for last.
Right.
So it's hard to believe because I looked at my schedule today and it's like I'm talking to Brad again. A whole month's gone by.
That must mean we're having a lot of fun.
It must mean.
Flying by, so yeah, we're having fun. So
definitely.
That's good.
What's happening in December?
Well, so in November we hired a new recreation director. Courtney Mann came on board. She's been with the park system for a few years, helping out, being a supervisor of our different rec programs. So she's familiar with what we do and very organized, and is going to be a huge addition to our park staff. So that's going to be good to have her on board. Another couple announcements I have. The Rosemead Chalet will open that up when we get consistent enough cold weather, I guess, to make sure that the ice is safe and we get some snow on the hill and stuff like that. We got some benches put up on top of the hill now so parents can go up there and sit down and watch their kids and whatever, so it'll be a little bit better upgrade to it.
I saw a nice family group going in there on Thanksgiving. Must have been making use of the shelter.
Sure, yeah. Yeah, we're still renting it until we start using it full-time.
Okay.
So we're still, you know, trying to let people use it as much as we can, and we do get some demand down there during the holidays. People like to use the shelters rather than, you know, have the event at their house. They got a lot more room and stuff like that, so it works out pretty well for
right.
a lot of people.
Right.
So a reminder on that, too, is, you know, remind your kids that the ice isn't safe yet. So just keep them off. We don't have signs down there right now, but stay off until we know that we're solid on the ice. Oh, that reminds me of another thing. There's a couple neighborhood parks, Jackie's Park in Rosewood Edition, and then North Meadows Park up on 14th Avenue. Or no, 15th Avenue, I think. There's some... just some people in the community that are putting up some rinks, and we're allowing them to do that.
Okay.
In the parks, just some little local rinks, or just small little things that kids can go in there and skate, whatever. So it's good to see that people are volunteering to help us out and take care of those things and make another spot for kids to get out and play.
Good to keep in the neighborhood, too.
Yep, yep,
I love
exactly.
hearing that.
Yep. Holiday Lane is open. Keeble Shelter. The guys down there, Kurt and his staff, have been working hard at doing some remodeling on Keeble Shelter, doing some upgrades to it. We're using that this year for Santa's house. So as people go through the holiday lane, they can stop in and I think have some hot chocolate and visit with the people that are there. So it's a fun event anytime you go down there, and the shelter's starting to look pretty awesome.
Well, it looks really nice.
Yeah,
really,
thanks.
Really nice.
Thanks. Those guys appreciate that. They're working hard at getting that fixed up. It's going to be a nice year-round shelter now. Community Center, the gym is busy with programming during the day, during the week, and then on the weekends we're booked up with private events. So even though we don't have a lot of stuff going on right now, the Community Center is still full, and our programs are still running. I got some dates on those. The first one I'll talk about is on the 6th. Kathy and Tom were in talking about it earlier,
mm-hmm.
the Save the Earth 3-day down there from 5 to 7 on the 6th. Go down there. It's a fun event. Lots of things going on. You can do stuff for the animals or, you know, build your own recycled ornament or anything like that. So there's lots of things going on for the kids down there. And then on the 10th, we have a Veterans Breakfast at the Community Center from 8 to 10:30 a.m., and that's just a free will offering, so anybody's invited. The 20th, our recreation adult volleyball season, or our session one ends. We'll start up with session two in January. So they do two halves, pretty much, both the women's and the co-ed. Excuse me. And then on the 21st, the recreation boys basketball season ends for us. Then they'll get into the travel teams and stuff like that, so they'll still be using our facilities. And then on the 25th, we'll be closed for Christmas break.
All right. That's and what then you'll be back on the 31st, and we can talk about brand new year.
Right. Yep. It'll fly by again.
How was Thanksgiving for you? Did you have a good one?
It was good. It was really good. Yep. My kids were all back. We had a good time. We went down and did Holiday Lane, did our Christmas picture down there, and all that kind of stuff. So yeah, it was fun. We had a good time.
Well, Brad, you're the first person I'm gonna say this to, but you have a Merry Christmas.
Yeah, you too.
I won't talk to you till the 31st.
Right.
So.
Yep. Thanks.
Thanks you so too. Much. Always a pleasure having you on here. Last day of the month. Checking out what's coming up in December. Brad Edwardson, Wapton Parks and Rec. It's 9:44 at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450 KBMW. Good morning.
I never liked the rain till I walked through it with you. Every thundercloud that came was one more I might not get through. But on the darkest day, there's always light, and now I see it too. But I never liked the rain till I walked through it with you. I hear it falling in the night, filling up my mind. All the heaven's rivers come to light. I see it all unwind. I hear it talking through the trees and on the window pane. When I hear it, I just can't believe I never liked the rain. Like the rain, I have fallen for you, and I know